another Friday is upon us.
Killing everyone out there was a...
Those who win all six games will receive a handsome cash prize.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
I'm looking at this TikTok you sent me. I'm following this now.
Yeah, I thought about... I wanted to send you a picture of this girl that everybody's talking about today, but I didn't want to send it to you because it's... If we had an HR, you'd probably call HR and be like, she's sending me dirty pictures. It's a girl in workout gear. So she's wearing like Lululemon pants, super tight. She's a great body, a perfect ass. And just like a little sports bra kind of thing. That's what she works out in, which if you go to the gym now, I mean, there's girls in way less than that. Like she's overdressed. But she wore that exact outfit. She went straight to the gym to the supermarket, and she didn't throw a shirt on over it. She didn't throw on a t-shirt. She didn't put on a little hoodie or anything. She just walked in with her sports bra and her, you know, workout, tight workout bottoms. Mm-hmm. What's interesting is I feel like because she's hot, people were noticing her and commenting. If it was me, nobody would... Well, actually, if it was me, they'd probably be like, I've lost my appetite. Why do you walk in here looking like that? So people were pissed. They were like, it's inappropriate to walk into a grocery store wearing your workout gear. Just like you came right off the gym floor and you're walking right into a grocery store. And here's some of the comments that she got. Somebody said, how do women feel comfortable with exposing every single thing about their body? I don't get it. Somebody else said, we're upset because you're treating a public space like a private space. Have respect for other people when you're out. It's not all about you. And then somebody else said, there's basic dress standards, even for you, which include wearing a shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a little much. I mean, she's pretty much wearing a bathing suit inside the store.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little much. I mean, that's taking it too far.
Yeah, it's a sports bra with, I mean, the leggings are fine, obviously. The sneakers are adorable. I don't know. It's hard because I'm guessing she doesn't live in New York. If you live in New York and it was the summer, women were walking around the streets in literally less than that, just wandering around. And if you're wandering around, you're gonna stop by and get a slice of pizza. You're gonna go into the supermarket and grab a gallon of milk or whatever. So I feel like we're desensitized to that here in New York, especially around gym areas. Like there's a gym that I used to go to. I say used to because I don't go to the gym anymore.
That gym doesn't even exist anymore. It's gone. It's been gone. It's closed up. Nobody goes on that side of the street. Nothing.
But there's a grocery store. It's actually one of those Amazon Go stores, literally right next door. And people would come out of the gym with whatever they were wearing on. And let me tell you, like, she at least has full leggings on. Some girls would be in, like, little tiny short shorts and a sports bra and just walk in there and go food shopping. And nobody says anything because, again, in New York, we're so desensitized. But I think you're right. Like, I wasn't thinking about the idea that I'm food shopping and you obviously just came from the gym. I don't want to think about your sweaty body all over my bananas.
Yeah, it's just not the place to wear that. I'm sorry. I mean, there's some places you can wear that. Maybe if you are getting gas on the way to the gym, or I don't know. But
yeah,
that's a little inappropriate. And if you're out of shape, it's just as it's not as bad or worse. It's just bad. Yeah, put some clothes on. Be decent.
Like, I wonder how much of this because she's hot. And if she wasn't, would people notice her? But then again, in New York, it doesn't matter what shape you're in. That's how women, younger women for sure. Like, I haven't seen anybody like over 40 walking around like that. But, you know, maybe they are over 40. They just look so good that I assume that they're 22. I don't know. Like, I'm sort of torn about this. I guess it depends on where you're going. There's no reason why you can't throw on a t-shirt. Like,
yeah.
I'm not squashing your individuality. I'm not shaming you. It's just in a grocery store, it feels inappropriate to be in a jog bra, like a sports bra.
Well, if you're out of shape, you do end up online and it's people of Walmart.
Right, that's true.
So that's where those people end up. It's when they and when guys wear that, they end up on people of Walmart. So,
right.
But you don't go to Stop and Shop in your bikini. I don't care if you came from the gym or you're going to the gym. It's just not right.
See, I don't like when men walk around in sandals and they have ugly, disgusting feet and they go into a restaurant with their ugly, disgusting feet. Like, I can't eat looking at your gnarly baby toe. I'm sorry. Wear decent shoes. So it goes both ways. Like, I know that there's some people that are like, you shouldn't be with your tits out, mm-hmm. you know, and your jog bra after sweating while I'm out there picking melons, looking at your melons. Like, I don't like that. But I also don't like when men show their feet in a food environment. Like, show your feet on the street, in the park, you know, stop for gas, go to the library, could care less. If I am sitting and eating, I do not want to look at your disgusting toes.
And I agree with that. I mean, guys, you don't need to ever see guys' toes, ever, ever. Only at the beach, in the pool, maybe. But we interviewed one guy. He was Grammy Award-winning singer. And when we looked down at his feet were gnarly.
Yeah, he was wearing Birkenstocks, and he was performing that night. And did he perform in the Birkenstocks?
I don't think we stayed to see the performance. But
yeah, right.
But his feet were gnarly. I mean, to the point where, like, dude, I get it, you're on the road, and you're a singer in a rock and roll band, but man, damn.
Right, but that's the problem. It was distracting. We were there to interview him. Remember, we had cameras with us, like several cameras. We were doing a whole video interview and a whole interview, both for the radio show and for the website. Mm-hmm. So it was like a full-on interview, and you and I could not stop looking at his disgusting toes.
Yeah, and we didn't say anything until after we left. We're like, good God, did you see his toes? Yeah.
Yes.
It was just wrong. So, yeah, I agree. I think if you have gnarly toes that look like that, cover them up. Put some socks on. Put a shoe on. That's what Vans are for. Put some Vans on and then go to the store.
See, here's the thing with us. Like, you and I were just starting there, so we didn't want to ruffle any feathers. We were just getting to know that particular record label rep. You know, we wanted to do a good job. You know, we wanted them to be proud of us. Now, you and I would have been like,
dude,
I'm sorry, we gotta talk about your feet, dude. Like, what's up with that? We would have addressed that head on. But at the time, I think that's the other thing that bothered me about the fact that I felt like we couldn't say anything as
right.
well. Normally, you and I would be the first thing, like, sorry, before we get to your music and your new album and what a great job you're doing and your Grammy. The toes.
Yeah,
we must talk about like
$30.
What?
Go,
right.
Go get your feet done. Go down the street. Get somebody to. That's horrible.
I can smell them from here.
Yeah, and I can. I still have nightmares about his
right.
his feet.
I know. When I hear his songs on the radio, all I think about are his disgusting toes and how dirty they were. Ugh, it was so gross. They were like yellow and dirty. And when I listen to your Grammy Award winning music, I should be focused on your lyrics, your beautiful voice.
You had a great song.
Right.
You
right.
really did.
The melody, all that kind of stuff. Instead, I'm thinking, ugh, toe guy.
Mm-hmm.
Toe cheese.
Yeah. So I think it goes both ways. Men, women, just have some self-awareness to what you're wearing. That's all we're asking.
Right. Cover your toes, cover your tits. That's all we're asking.
Yeah. And your ass. If your ass looks like that, I know you're proud of it. Hell, I'm proud of it. But cover it up in a Stop and Shop.
I didn't have a problem with her ass. The fact that she has a badonkadonk, like a beautiful,
that
perfect.
That was a beautiful ass.
Yeah. I mean, but it's fully covered. It's not her fault. That's her figure. I had no problem with the ass. It was from the waist up. It was the fact that she was literally in like a bra at a supermarket.
This is a mockery. This is a sham.
They simply enjoy sniffing each other's butts.
They suck.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
See if you agree with this woman or you don't agree with this woman. She got married right before Christmas, and she's hoping to get a divorce by the end of January.
Why?
Okay, I never cared about getting married, wasn't opposed to it, though. So when my boyfriend proposed to me in 2020, we decided, you know what, let's go for it. My only hard and fast rule was do not push my cake in my face.
Oh, yeah. A lot of brides hate that. I mean, some people think it's adorable. They love the photo of the two of them with cake on their face and kissing afterwards. And some people think that's just hilarious. Other people are like, you know what? I just spent $200 on makeup, another $200 on hair. This is a $5,000 dress. I don't want cake on it.
Yeah. So she said, you can do anything you want. Don't push my cake. Don't push my face in the cake. You know, what'd he do? He grabbed her by the back of the head and shoved her face down into the cake. Cake was destroyed. Good thing they had a bunch of cupcakes as a backup. She left the wedding.
Wow. She left her own wedding. Wow.
She left. She was so mad. Next day, I told him we were done. And I'm standing by that. I'm done. I can't even look at him anymore. I don't want to be near him. Should I give him until February or get it over now?
Here's what's interesting about that. You know, it really speaks to, okay, there's two big issues going on here. It really speaks to how they each feel about money. He obviously just thinks that, you know, money is just something to perpetuate like your life and to keep your life going. And there's no, it's not that he doesn't value it. It's just that it doesn't matter to him that much. Because as somebody who planned her own wedding, the hair and makeup is expensive, the dress is expensive, and the cake is expensive. Our cake, and we didn't even go for like full-on high-end cake. Our ridiculously simple cake was $500. So he ruined the cake. That's $500. He ruined her hair and makeup, and he ruined her day, which also has monetary value. So it's how he feels about money. That's number one. Number two is she only asked him one thing. Don't do that.
Right. Right.
And he did it anyway. He didn't respect her. He did it anyway. So that says that what I think is funny and what I want supersedes your needs and your wants. That's the bigger issue. It's not that she's being a baby, like, he pushed my face in a cake. It's the fact that he didn't respect her. And he didn't respect how much money she and potentially her family spent on the cake, the hair, the makeup, the dress, the wedding. You know, it reeks of like real immaturity and disrespect. And I don't know why he married her to begin with, because he sounds really immature.
So you say it's over. I mean, it's done.
Yeah, I think this is a red flag, a huge red flag right from the very beginning. And I'm glad that she's stepping away now, because I'm telling you, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years down the road, it's going to get worse. So what do you think about it?
I think she's going a little bit too far. I mean, he played a joke.
Uh-huh.
And that's what guys do. I mean, it's your wedding. You want to show off in front of your friends. Everybody does it. Everybody pushes their face in the cake. It's funny. Ha, ha, ha. You know, and she was really against it. So that makes the joke even funnier. That makes it that much more, because she's against it.
All right, let me try and ask you the question this way. When you look back at your life, what would you say is your most embarrassing moment? What's something that you look back and you just cringe thinking about how embarrassing it was?
I mean, maybe when I was on the air and I left the pot open and I was talking on the phone to listeners and it was going over the air, probably something like that.
That was your most embarrassing moment?
Yeah, because I was probably talking to girls and the pot was up and it went on for like 10 minutes. So,
okay.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Okay, so let's say that moment is the equivalent of her face cake thing.
Right.
Cake face, okay? That's going to play in her head over and over as her most embarrassing moment, and it's always going to be related to him. It's always going to be something that's connected to him. Her most embarrassing moment was on her wedding day of all days, you know? And it was something that was within her control and his control to make sure that didn't happen.
But it was funny. That trumps
only to
all.
Him. Only to him. You know, for all you know, her friends, everybody, it was completely humiliating.
Right.
So he's always going to be associated with her most humiliating moment. That's not getting better. I say cut your losses.
We're feeling kind of emotional. Give us a sec, okay? Thanks, we're over it.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Guess what turned 25 today?
Me.
No, but your, let's say.
I'm sorry. Parts of me?
Parts of you, yes. no, your what is your favorite all-time cartoon?
Rugrats.
No.
It is.
Rugrats didn't turn 25. Rugrats have been around forever.
Okay. South Park? King of the Hill, wow.
Yeah. And it turned 25 today. So there's a website that said, you know what? We're going to count down the top five Bobby Hill episodes ever.
Oh, my God.
We all love Bobby Hill. Number one, plastic white female.
I'm just going to have some fruit and a glass of skim milk. I want to slim down for Joseph's party.
Attaboy.
What happened? I got to explain to people what happens in that one.
He is going to a kissing party. So he Bobby Hill decides to practice on a mannequin head.
Right.
Remember that one?
Yeah, that's a really good one. That one's pretty good. There's some good lines in that one.
Are you going to Joseph's party?
Nope. My dad won't let me be around boys until after I'm married. Are you going?
Nah. Joseph's got a birthday in 9 weeks, and I don't want to get partied out.
Husky Bobby. He was too fat for regular clothes, so they had to take him to the plus size store. And he starts a new modeling opportunity that he wants an account at that store.
Oh, yeah, he becomes a model. I think he becomes a husky model. That is a really good one.
So he's a husky model for that store?
Yeah, uh-huh, absolutely. And this is when Bobby says, like, what are you trying to turn me into? Why can't you accept me for who I am?
Why are you always trying to turn me into you? Why can't you accept me for who I am?
And Hank is like, yeah, we both saw that after school special. I'm not an alcoholic. You're not an ice skater. Let's go.
I love that you know Bobby Hill and that show so well that you can just recall it like that.
It's one of my favorites.
They Call Me Bobby Love, season 2, episode 2.
And They Call It Bobby Love. Was that the one?
They Call It Bobby Love. Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember that one too?
Right. Well, you said it wrong. That's why. Yeah.
They call
me. Yeah. No, that was a really good one. He has his first kiss.
What about us? You're supposed to dance with just me. And maybe some of your girlfriends, but mostly just me.
Bobby, this is getting way too intense. We're only friends.
I thought we were more than that.
And last but not least, they say, I don't want to wait. Season 5, episode 3, Bobby turns 13, and he actually ages. His face transitions into manhood.
Can I start you out with something to drink?
No, I'll take the other menu like my young friend. Thank you, Jennifer.
Bobby, order off the kids' menu while you still can. It's cheaper.
No, see, they're wrong, because the best Bobby Hill episode is the one called Dances with Dogs, where Bobby Hill enters a dance contest. Hank competes with Lady Bird, and Bobby grabs the Super Nuisance Phone family dog, Doggy.
Oh, isn't dog dancing wonderful, Hank?
Yes.
The best part of it is when Hank is yelling at him, and Bobby goes, what am I supposed to do, not dance with a dog?
See, I don't remember much King of the Hill, but that's the one episode I remember.
Okay, and the other, which should be number 2 on the list, is the one where Bobby learns self-defense. And he goes, that's my purse. I don't know you. and then he kicks the other kid in the balls because he learns self defense. He's bullied at school and he learns self defense, but he learns it from a class for women. So they make them yell,
"That's my purse. I don't know you."
See, it was a couple of years ago. You could not go to sleep until you watched King of the Hill.
Yeah, I watch it every single night. You're right. It's funny, when you said your favorite cartoon, I was thinking as a kid growing up, and in which case that's Rugrats. Okay. Yeah. And then you meant now, and I was trying to think what's 25, and that's why I thought South Park. But yeah, no, of course, King of the Hill has always been one of my favorites. I still quote Bobby Hill to this day, and Pamela Adlon is like, I worship her because she was Bobby Hill.
I don't like girls.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
This is stupid.
So in a work environment, women are spilling their guts on what men have said to them that make them say, you would never say this to a guy.
Right.
You would never say this to my husband, so why are you asking me? And I can't believe the guys actually ask these questions. Number one, I get asked all the time if all my kids are from the same husband.
Oh, my God.
I don't think my kid's dad has ever been asked anything remotely similar to that.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, that's awful. That's so rude.
Do men get asked why they put their career on hold before having babies? And then do they get told if then they get asked if they regret it or not? Because I'm really sick of that one.
Don't you remember? I'm going to name drop and I apologize ahead of time because this is so obnoxious, but it's right up the alley of what you're talking about. Don't you remember when we spoke to Lady Gaga and we had asked her how she felt about, we had interviewed Bruno Mars the week before, and then it was Lady Gaga. They both were turning 30. And the question she kept getting asked was, when are you having kids? Nobody asked Bruno Mars that question ever. Oh, you're turning 30. That's awesome, dude.
Mm-hmm.
But they said to her, you're turning 30. When are you having kids? And I said to her, remember we said, don't answer that question. We just want to know, how is it okay to ask you that question, but not Bruno Mars, who also turned 30?
Yeah, same age.
And yep, and she said it's still, even though pop music seems very utilitarian and everybody just, you know, we're just out there making music for everybody, it's not. It's completely sexist and misogynistic, which is why she said she chooses the producers she works with very carefully because they support women.
This lady said, and I've never thought about this, whenever I'm without my kids, people always ask me if their dad is, quote, babysitting. No, he's just, you know, parenting.
Right.
not babysitting.
Right. Oh, it's so funny. Oh, yes. I've heard, you know, I'm on joke Twitter, but also once in a while I go on parenting Twitter. And that's one of the refrains that both the fathers say and the mothers, where they're like, when I'm with my kids, I'm not babysitting, I'm parenting. Yeah.
Why don't I color my hair? My doctor told me my face looked too young for gray hair.
Ooh, how rude.
Yeah, you would never hear anybody say that to a guy, ever.
No.
But you're going to say it to a woman.
Well, I do say it to my boyfriend.
Anytime I get slightly irritated or show any sort of emotion that isn't pure goddamn joy, I get hit with, are you on your period?
Oh, I hate that one. That hashtag yes all women. That's the thing that drives me crazy. If I'm ever, so if we're like at a store or something and I get ripped off or I don't know, something happens at a store where somebody pisses me off and anyone around me that I'm with will be like, are you on your period? No, I just, like literally somebody just stole my wallet. Like I'm allowed to be pissed off. I'm allowed to be pissed off because they're charging $5 for something that was $2 last week. I'm allowed to just be angry.
No, in their defense, you're angry most of the time.
Well, I'm always on my period.
That's true. And you're always angry. This lady said, I've been asked if I live alone by the cable guy and furniture delivery guy. Once I was driving a few miles upstate to visit a friend, the gas station clerk asked me if I was driving alone.
That's, you know, it's interesting because don't you remember, I think I've told you the story. I went out to dinner with a group of girlfriends of mine. There was like maybe six of us out for dinner, eating dinner, just like having a good time, doing our own thing, having wine, just, you know, girls together. And these two guys came over from the bar and they're like, hey, what are you girls doing here by yourselves? Like, motherfucker, I'm not by myself. There's six of us here. Because there's no dick here, you think that we're alone? Like, if a choice is to be with assholes like you or to be with five other amazing women, like, these are people. These are human beings. Like, step away.
A guy asked, did you ask your husband first? He's my husband, not my father. I don't ask permission.
Oh, that one must burn. I could see women being pissed off about that. Like, when you spend money. Did you ask your husband first? What?
Yeah.
I make the money.
But you still should ask him.
You know what's so interesting about me? I'm so unapproachable, you know, in situations like that, that nobody has ever asked me that question because they wouldn't dare. Because they know that I'm going to tear their head off.
No.
Don't step up to me, bitch.
No, you got to ask. Are you having a good day when you go through a line at a grocery store and you got to ask it the right way or she'll blow up at you.
Blow up.
As a woman in her 40s, I get asked, why haven't you gotten married? Or the more hurtful version, why didn't anybody want to marry you?
Ooh, ouch. Wow. Yeah, I mean, again, I'm sure a lot of women like me get asked, well, I don't get asked anything, like I said, but I'm sure there are women out there in their 30s and 40s that people ask, well, how come you haven't kids?
Whenever I was pregnant, I get asked, was it planned? That's something my husband will never get asked.
No, and men don't get asked, and men in their 40s, nobody says, how come you haven't had kids yet?
Yeah. Did nobody want to have kids with you? Is that the problem?
Right.
I'm a woman dating a woman, and men are always asking to join us in our bathroom. For some reason, I don't feel like it's going to happen between two guys in our relationship and us.
That's okay. I got to be serious for a second. I find that really insulting to say to lesbians. Like, as it's so insulting. Lesbians are the last bastion of, that is the last bastion discrimination that men feel like they can be like, oh, you, can I come over? Can I come to bed with you two? Or, you know, if I was there, you wouldn't be lesbian much longer. Do you not understand what lesbianism is? Like, they're not interested in you. I hate when men speak to lesbians like that. It is so rude and so obnoxious. That ticks me off.
And a woman wouldn't ask that to a gay guy.
Right. I would never say it to two gay guys, you know, a couple. Oh, you guys, you haven't had pussy yet. You had pussy. Forget it. Wouldn't be gay any longer.
Can I be the meat in your sandwich? Come on, let's go.
Right, right. Exactly.
When a guy says, what size bra do you wear? None of your damn business.
Right. How big is your dick? Small, I would think. Probably small, since you're asking me about my tits.
I shouldn't have asked that question. And finally, I get asked when me and my boyfriend are getting married and why we haven't gotten engaged yet. Nobody ever asks him that question.
That's weird. So if you ask the woman that question, you're probably the kind of person that assumes it's the guy that should do the asking. So if anything, you should be asking him and not her.
When you gonna get? You know, when you gonna get engaged? Come on.
When you gonna propose? What are you waiting for? Again, my boyfriend and I never get asked that question. Nobody wants us married.
No.
Nobody wants us married. Nobody wants us having children. We have been together for 12 years, and nobody has ever asked us when we're having kids or when we're getting married.
No, I would never.
There's
ask
nobody
that
who wants that to happen. No. Yeah, there's no one who looks at us and thinks that's a good couple. they should have kids.
They should tie the knot.
Right.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
A guy spent way too much time on Wikipedia looking up this random shit.
Okay.
So
that's so easy to do. It's so easy to do.
Yeah, and I think that's the problem is he started looking one thing up and then it ended up being a whole day. So then he decided to write it all down, what he looked up and what came up. Like, he looked up extreme ironing. It's an extreme sport where people take ironing boards to remote locations and iron clothes. So there's a photo of somebody scuba diving, ironing clothes.
Extreme ironing has a Wikipedia page.
Yes, it does.
And we don't.
There's a Georgia landowner who loved a tree so much. So this tree, he had fond memories. It's a white oak tree in his front yard. Fond memories growing up, playing on this tree. So before he died, he wrote a legal document saying this tree owns itself. So nobody can do anything to this tree ever because it owns itself.
Wow, that's beautiful.
So the tree fell in 1942. They took an acorn from the tree and planted it in the same location. So now, son of tree that owns itself is there.
Son of tree that owns itself.
That's what it's called. Son of tree that owns itself. There's a company called Big Ass Fans. What do they make? Big Ass Fans.
Okay.
Their company headquarters are in Lexington, Kentucky. Also has offices in Australia, Singapore, and Canada. So Big Ass Fans.
Are they industrial size or can I get one for my bedroom?
No, it's a big ass fan.
Okay. All right. Good then.
They're like 6 feet square. I mean, it's a big ass fan.
I need one.
Guess what also has a Wikipedia page? Silence.
Really? Just the word silence?
No. 18 seconds of silence. Here we go. Close enough. 18 seconds of silence. Even now, the silence makes me weird. But it's got its own. Mm-hmm. Silence has its own Wikipedia page.
What's the 18 seconds of silence?
I don't know.
You
play 18 seconds and you go, ah.
Well, you decide to do that or the Wikipedia page tells you to do it? I don't get it.
Yeah, you actually hit play and it's 18 seconds of silence.
Oh, wait. Is this that composer who wrote that? Wait a minute. No. I think this is that composer. Listen. Yes. I have a friend who works in the pit in an orchestra on Broadway. Mm-hmm. And I think that 18 seconds of silence was written for the French horn. I'm not even joking.
I wrote something. You're right. Listen. Brilliant.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was written for the French horn.
Don't look up the word formication. It's a sensation that resembles small insects crawling on or under your skin when nothing is there.
Ew, I don't want to know.
See, now I got things on me.
How'd this guy find all this stuff on Wikipedia?
I don't know. Cows can lay on their side. They're not dying or dead. They can rise whenever they want. So if you see a cow laying on its side, it's fine.
It's just napping.
It's napping. Cows can do that. Horses really can't, but cows can. Also, Diego. Diego is the man. Diego the turtle.
Okay.
Diego the turtle has been said to have so much sex, he saved his species.
Wait, is that the turtle that we used to play where he'd go, wow?
No, it's not the wow.
Is that the wow guy?
It's not the wow turtle, but Diego's been getting busy because he saved the turtles from being extinct, the giant turtles, because he had so much sex.
Wow. Wow. That's almost like there's a South Park episode where Butters thinks that he has to repopulate the earth.
You're a survivor like me. Look, Mr. Dog, another survivor. And it's a lady, too. That means we can repopulate the earth. Yippee!
It's always like those, like, dystopian movies where there's nobody left and you think, like, if I got to repopulate, like, who am I going to repopulate with? Well, that actually happened to Diego the Turtle.
Yeah, I said, they sat him down and had a talk with him and said, dude, you
got some problems here.
You're going to have to do it. I mean,
it's you or nobody.
Yeah, even if she's ugly, you have to take one for the turtle team.
All right, now, once again, give it something.
I've told this. You've heard this before from me. When?
But I think I heard this before.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
The reason why I am sort of like a little wacky today, I didn't get any sleep this weekend whatsoever. And I think it's, you've spent enough time saying to my husband, oh, I feel so bad for you. Oh, I think it's gone to his head because he is definitely, the tables have turned. Okay. It used to be me waking him up in the middle of the night. You know, if I'm up, he's up. That was the rule. Mm-hmm. Now, I think something has happened. It's him waking me up.
Good.
But he's pretending that he doesn't realize he's waking me up. Now, I understand if it's snoring. If he's snoring and he's waking me up.
He doesn't know that, though.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. If it's snoring, he's not aware of his snoring.
Right.
So I just, gently roll him over. And he's not a big snorer. He snores every once in a while, but it's not like a big problem we have. I'd say, like, I don't know, once a month, twice a month, maybe I'll catch him snoring. But, it's easily remedied. I just roll him over and everything's fine. Well, he's got a new thing he's doing now. When he lays on his side, I don't know if he's having a dream that he's, like, laying on the side of... Because you remember when Sherry Shepherd on The View said the earth is flat?
Right.
Last week? Here's evidence. I think Sean Lee is dreaming that the earth is indeed flat, and he's about to roll over on the side. I think that got into his conscious, his subconscious.
Right.
This Sherry Shepherd thing. Because here's what he does now. Since that night, since that day that happened with her, it's just ironic that it's the same day. So he'll be laying on his side, and he'll, as if he's about to roll forward, and then he'll catch himself and quickly roll back.
Yeah, it's like this. You're sleeping, you go like that. He just move. Yeah. Like I almost fell.
Right, exactly. Right.
The guy is under so much stress and pressure with you not talking, pounding on your little whiteboard all day long. He's probably having nightmares of you tormenting him in his
pushing
sleep.
Him over the side of the edge.
Right.
Maybe that's what's happening. But anyway, so now he has this like roly poly thing that he does, and it's really annoying because he sleeps right up against me, right? So he'll roll back and it'll wake me, and then he'll roll forward. And then he'll find some balance and stay there for like, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes. And then it'll happen again where he'll start to roll. And so it's like I'll finally be falling back to sleep and, I get the roll again.
Right.
And here's the other thing. So he's wrapped so tightly in the blanket because he's learned that if he doesn't do that, I'm going to steal the covers and he's going to wake up no covers.
And you keep that place. And you keep that place like a meat locker, so he needs the covers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in my house, if it goes a degree above like 40 degrees, I throw a complete tantrum. Has to be like an absolute meat locker in there. If you can't see your breath, it's not appropriate in my house. You can't sleep.
Year round.
He doesn't get peace when he sleeps.
No, the poor guy.
No, well, no, he was getting peace, and now he's the one not giving me peace. So now the thing is, because he's wrapped so tightly in that blanket, every time he does this roly thing, he pulls the blanket with him. So even if it's not his body rolling back against me, reminding me that, here he comes, it's the blanket being pulled. So it's both. It's him backing up into me and then rolling the other way and backing up into me and rolling.
I say 2 weeks and he's going to be on the couch.
Yeah, this didn't take long. I knew it wouldn't be long before they were in separate beds.
Yeah, we do.
Is this why people sleep in separate beds?
Yes. But or king beds, maybe.
King beds. You've seen my apartment. Where are we putting
the
king bed?
Yeah. You guys are sleeping in the Mad About You double bed.
We really are.
Wow.
No, but okay, so separate beds make sense if you live in, I guess, a situation where you have more than one room.
Yeah.
But for me, at this point, I'll have to put another bed in the kitchen, I guess.
Knock down a wall or something.
I don't know.
You might need to.
We may need to use that bathtub.
That's perfect for him.
How about
at least he can get away.
How about a sleeping bag on the floor? It's like you're camping.
But you got to pull out a couch.
So, Chad, we should go camping.
Right.
Should I get like one of those little tents?
Yes.
We should just like
and a Coleman heater.
Right.
Yeah.
No, a Coleman freezer for her.
Yeah, exactly. You
know, heater? What are you, crazy?
You need a freezer. Wait a minute. I should sleep in the freezer.
You could fit.
I could fit. We have a big... Here's the weird
Your
thing about
would
our apartment.
Be hanging out.
Our apartment is tiny, but for some reason our refrigerator is enormous. It is bigger than our bed. It's enormous. It is the refrigerator that you get if you have a family of 10.
Right.
I'm thinking that when my parents put all this together, because it's really their apartment that we're living in, mm-hmm. I really think that they got a deal on that refrigerator. I think some family of 10, I don't know, disbanded, something happened. And I ended up with this big, giant refrigerator mm-hmm. that really I should be sleeping in now that I think about it.
Yeah, at least the crisper. You don't have to go in the freezer. Right. You can just go where the vegetables go.
Oh, that's true, in the crisper.
Right. Yeah.
Next to the vegetables.
Exactly.
Put my head down on like
on some lettuce.
On some lettuce.
Right.
Sounds very
Curl
comfortable.
Up with some cheese.
Well, you know what? At least lettuce is not going to roll over on me in the middle of the night mm-hmm. and wake me 90 right. million times.
You maybe should be eating more of those vegetables too, according to the doctor.
I know, it's
then
true.
Then you could actually fit in that bed.
It's true. It's right. Maybe that's the problem.
Maybe you've upset the equilibrium where he's at. He's drawn because the bed's now
yeah.
leaning towards
now
you.
Now you
and
weigh
rolls.
More than he does.
Oh,
right.
Oh, that's because I've put on so much weight. He's not rolling out of sleep.
Right.
He's rolling towards me
because
I'm weighing the
You're
the
bed downhill
down.
Now.
Yeah.
He's downhill. That didn't even occur to me. I think that's what's happening.
Put like a barbell or something on his side of the bed to even it out.
What, like a 45, 50-pound barbell or something?
Yeah, something.
Whatever it takes to even it out.
Yeah. Just experiment.
100 pounds.
Experiment with
it. It didn't even occur to me that that's what happened because I put on all this weight that he's you're right. He's rolling downhill. I'm sitting there blaming him like he has some sleep disorder, waking me up. Now, James, you feel sorry for my poor husband, Sean Lee, don't you?
Well, maybe he's actually being pulled into your orbit. Maybe that's what it is.
Right. Because the world does revolve around Cooper, doesn't it?
Oh, James, you're so naive. That happened 5 years ago when I met him.
Oh, I was just talking about the math.
That's true.
Larger objects attract smaller ones. He's probably holding on for dear life at the other end of the bed. He can't help it.
That explains so much now.
No, I just, even when he's sleeping, he can't do anything right.
He's henpecked even sleeping.
Oh, no. That's true. Now I feel terrible.
You should.
But I'm not causing him to, maybe my fat is, who knows? I'm not causing him to, sleep had been fine up until this point.
Well, maybe you should just get a couple extra blankets. He'll have his set and you'll have your set. That'll stop that part.
Yeah, that's true.
I got nothing.
No, you're not.
Now you know how we feel most of the time, James.
Yeah.
No, but I think that maybe the getting of the separate blankets, we've tried that before, but then what happens is I like to curl up next to him and I can't get close enough if the blanket's in the way.
You want to curl up next to him, but you complain that he rolls over towards you.
Well, no, I want to curl up next to him before I go to sleep. While I'm sleeping, he can, it's a free-for-all.
Go away.
While I'm sleeping, it's
she
all...
She turns into a man after she goes to sleep.
It's every man for himself once you've fallen asleep.
Well, then you shouldn't be complaining. He's actually probably trying to push you off the bed. He's playing king of the bed, and you're losing.
That's a good point. Maybe that's what's going on. I think that's what's happening. I think either my newfound mass is pulling him towards me, or, it's exactly what's happening. He's decided it's takeover time. She rules the rest of our lives, not while we're sleeping. While we're sleeping, I'm in charge.
Yeah, not our subconscious.
Right, not our subconscious,
wow.
Right.
Thank you, James.
I still think he's still traumatized from the silence during the day, and he's tossing and turning because of the nightmares. I really think that's part of it.
I think the nightmares happen even before the silence.
Oh, really?
I think there's always nightmares there.
Yeah, but
they're
worse now with
All
the silence.
All three of us share the same nightmare.
Right.
Have you had a nightmare about me recently?
Every day.
No, aside from the one you live.
Oh, the exciting one. I don't know. It's probably the one that wakes me up every morning at 6 o'clock.
A cold sweat.
Okay, I'm not Sean Lee, and I pinch myself and I go back to bed.
You look next to you and it's your wife, like, oh, thank you.
Oh, thank God. See, don't I make you guys appreciate your wives
so much more?
Yes,
you have no idea.
See? Right. Now, see, that's all you need, a little peek behind the curtain. You think your marriage is such a problem. You think your wife is such a pain in the neck. Just a little peek behind the curtain into what Sean Lee's life is like on a regular basis.
Yeah. We've actually submitted his name for consideration for a Nobel Prize.
Now, before the show, we were actually having this conversation about how bad we feel for Sean Lee.
Yeah.
And if he knew before you got married how much of a nightmare you were.
Well, no, because remember, I gave good date.
See, that's what it was. Yeah, we forgot about that.
Yeah.
I cooked.
She lured him in.
Oh, I lured him right in.
Yeah.
Once I got my hooks in that man, forget it. Mm. He didn't have a shot in heck. There was no way. And that's how women are. The minute we set our sights on someone, yeah, there's no getting away.
So that's the only thing that keeps you up, is Sean Lee rolling around and acting like he's falling off, not if it gets too hot in your room or something like that.
Yeah, I would sleep better if only I knew it was always going to be cold, because sometimes the air conditioning unit breaks and you know, we wake up in the middle of the night because we're sweating, literally, because the air conditioner is broken.
Right.
I'd sleep much better if my husband didn't start doing this new roly-poly thing,
mm-hmm.
rolling on me, stealing the blanket, that kind of thing. And I think I'd sleep much better if I wasn't me, because I can't rest my brain a lot of the time. When I crawl into bed, I can't shut my brain off. So I can't, and that's why, like, people that have children that wake them in the middle of the night, I can't even imagine adding that to the list.
Yeah, that's what was happening all last night, was Brandon kept getting up and going to the bathroom. And the thing is he'll get up, walk, open his door, shut his door, walk down the hall, go to the bathroom, turn on the light, shut the door, open door, turn off the light. It's nonstop. It's
door,
the
door.
doors, lights, door.
It's like, oh. Don't you have a like an attic or a basement that you could have a bathroom? You have him use the bathroom there.
Just put his room upstairs.
Yeah.
In the basement or in an attic.
So you would sleep much better if only your children didn't have bladders?
If they would just stay in their bed. That's
and
what
pee
a bed
there.
Is for. I don't care. I will change the sheets in the morning. Stay in the bed.
Pee in your bed.
Right.
I was a bedwetter. Your mother was a bedwetter.
You come from a long family line of bedwetters.
Make us proud.
Right.
Pee in your bed. None of this getting up in the middle of the night and going to the bathroom.
Right.
What do you think? You're too good for the rest of us? You're too good for this family?
And then now, I like to sleep with the window open.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's nice out.
Right.
But my whole neighborhood has got nothing but dogs. And they bark nonstop.
Of course.
So you can't sleep with the window open. You hear dogs barking at all hours of the night.
Okay, so finish this sentence. I would sleep so much better if only... 877-6-COOPER. What keeps you up at night? What goes on in your life? I've told you what goes on in mine, and Anthony's told you what goes on in his. What goes on in your life that keeps you up at night? Hi, Dallas.
Hey, Cooper.
So you have some advice for me. What do you think?
Well, I have this problem where my mind doesn't stop either.
Ooh.
So I play Jimmy Buffett music in my head while I sleep.
And does that help? So you concentrate on the music and not what you're thinking about?
Right, then I don't have any problems to solve.
But then I'll just want a margarita.
Well, I don't know what to tell you about that. You need a little apartment-sized refrigerator by the bed.
Not a bad idea. That's actually a really good idea. So that way, if it's a song you don't know all that well, you're trying to figure out the lyrics, and then your mind goes there, so you're not thinking about all the stress of your day.
Oh, it just goes on autopilot, so it's just a beautiful night.
Oh, that's actually a really, really clever idea.
On Mondays, do you sing Come Monday in your head?
Who, me or Dallas?
Dallas. If it's Monday, does he sing Come Monday by Jimmy Buffett?
That's perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, it's perfect. See, there you go. That's terrific advice, Dallas. Thank you. Dara, do you sing yourself to sleep?
Yes, of course.
And what is your music of choice?
Hey, love, forgive me, okay? Pop.
Okay.
I love pop.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay, listen, love. Hey, I would sleep better if only I could blow my computer up.
Because you can't keep away from it, or because you
it's
have
because
this?
Of that bow thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Will you be my therapist, Cooper?
We are.
You know what messed me up was that darling Patrick and that Electrolux sweeper back there, executive producer.
Right. She's making my head hurt.
What?
Take small doses.
Okay. Thank you, Dara. Thank you. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Now, complete this sentence. I would sleep so much better if only...
I didn't have two babies 9 months apart and a husband that sleepwalks.
Oh, my. I don't even know which one's worse. Now, when your husband sleepwalks, is it after he's had a big meal, or is it unpredictable, or how does that work?
It's usually after he's had a long day and he gets into, like, a real, like, just exhausted, deep sleep, and then he gets up and walks around the house and pees in the closet and that
no.
kind of stuff.
Oh, gosh. Thinking he's in the bathroom.
Yeah, he always, always pees in the closet. He's going to kill me for this, but he always pees in the closet.
You should train him to sleepwalk and go take care of those babies.
Yeah. Do you hear the one crying behind me right now?
Yes. I do.
Yeah.
Why don't you just put a bucket in the closet?
Well, I've tried all kinds of things. It's almost like he's messing with me. Like, I'll put a bucket in there, or like a chuck, like an absorbent thing, like you have to pee on, like one of
right.
those.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like he messes with me. He purposely pees behind it or next to it or on the other side of the closet.
Like a puppy pad. You need to put a puppy pad in there.
Right, a puppy pad. Exactly.
Because if he smells it, then he'll know to pee there all the time. And then you can put the puppy pad outside, and then he'll follow the puppy pad.
Wait, Dr. Marty Becker will tell you to go get the cat feel-away stuff.
Right.
Right, so that way, yeah, it gets rid of the scent.
And he'll rub his face
wow.
on
Wow. She's
things.
Got two babies 9 months apart and a husband who's peeing in the closet.
Wow.
Three peeing situations going on. No wonder she's not sleeping. Now, Jessica, you'd sleep so much better if only...
If only... my boyfriend doesn't snore very much, but every night when he just starts falling asleep, he makes this sound and it goes... Like, when he breathes out, it goes...
And you know that sound so well.
Oh, it's so aggravating. So aggravating. So I'll gently, you know, reach over and touch his chin and move his head to the side. And then he starts in again, and I don't sleep well as it is. So
mm-hmm.
when I'm just starting to fall asleep and he starts in with that, it's like, how do you do that when you're sleeping? How do your lips get stuck together in between breaths? And then when you exhale, you go,
And what's so funny is, you know, if you go to sleep at the same time, you just lay there waiting for the sound.
Yes.
You're like, you could predict, you're like, make the sound, okay, now go to sleep.
That happens too.
Wow.
Well, you could go to sleep first.
That usually doesn't happen.
Oh, okay.
I try, but, you know, you can't try to fall asleep. You just have to... relax, and it's just not relaxing to hear that. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, it's not a relaxing sound, funny enough.
No.
Yeah.
It's not loud. It's not, you know, abrasive, like an 80 megahertz snore.
Right.
It's just annoying enough that you just don't fall asleep.
Right.
Wow.
Thank you, Jessica. I love that she waits for it, you know.
There
like
it
you
is.
Just, it's about to happen. Oh, there we go. Hi, Heather.
Hi, how's it going?
Now, what is something that keeps you up at night? You would sleep so much better if only what?
Well, first of all, I just want to say I listen to 107.9 all day long. I'm always in the car. And your show has got to be my favorite.
Oh, that is so sweet. Really? Thank you. Thank you. That's really, really nice.
Chad, get his number. Send him a check.
Okay. I would sleep better if I wasn't on call with my job all the time.
Oh, so you get like what I call plastic sleep, where you're laying there and you just on one level
on
you're awake listening for the ring,
mm-hmm.
and on the other level you're wanting to sleep.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah. Now, how come you're on call all the time?
I'm a private investigator, And what I'm doing is pretty much waiting on the human will to kick in, and whenever somebody's about to go somewhere or something like that, I got to be right there. So.
Oh, that's so frustrating.
There's no telling when somebody's going to go somewhere.
Wow, that's really frustrating.
Yeah, it can be.
You must sleep so well on your days off.
I don't really get days off.
Oh, and that's part of your job too, right? Because you have to be ready at all times. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Do you have to sit outside people's houses in your car?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
For hours at a time?
Hours, days, however long it takes.
Wow. That's kind of interesting. That's kind of a cool job. I mean,
except
for the lack of sleep, it's actually kind of interesting.
Yeah, I've learned to deal with it. You know, a few hours here and there.
See, I think if you have a job that TV shows are made based on, you know you've got a cool job.
Yeah.
I think that's the criteria. Yeah, and movies. If movies and TV shows are based on basically your life, yeah, that's a pretty cool job. That's a pretty cool life.
It's so great. I tell everybody, it's like I'm living a video game.
Right. I'll bet. Wait, now Sean Lee woke up. Now he wants to hear. He heard video game.
What?
I heard video game. What, huh? Halo, what, huh? Now, Megan, you would sleep so much better if only what didn't happen.
My cat jumped on my head.
Fast asleep, and then all of a sudden, boom, cat.
Yeah.
And does your cat jump on your head in the morning to wake you or at any point in the night?
Actually, in the middle of the night, he jumps on my head to wake me up, so I'll play with him.
That's the, you know, when I babysit my parents' cat, she likes those hours. So what I do is when I see her sleeping during the day, I wake her. Because I want her to be tired when the nighttime comes. I want her sleeping when I'm sleeping. If I'm awake, she's awake.
Right. Is your cat sleeping right now?
What?
Is your cat sleeping right now?
I don't really know because I'm in the car.
Oh, okay. Here's what I find very effective. I get real close to her face and I go, "Kitty!" And she wakes right up. And it works. She sleeps right through the night now. She knows.
Yep. Try that when you get home.
yell "Kitty" in the cat's face. See how that goes over.
Okay. Call us back when you get home and wake the kitty up.
Thank you, Megan. Now, Lori, you would sleep so much better if what happened?
If George Clooney were sleeping beside me.
You think you'd get sleep?
Well, after the first 6-7 months.
Oh.
I'd wear him out. He'd be begging me to sleep
that way. Yeah, because then, you know, it's exciting for the first 6-7 months, and then you're like, it's George Clooney. He's hot. Go to sleep.
Would you really ever go, it's George Clooney?
After about 6 months, I think I'd want a nap, yeah.
Well, but I may just stay up all night just to stare at him sleeping, and that gets a little creepy.
That's true.
You know, he's just so pretty.
He is, isn't he? There's no one better looking than him. Have you ever seen him in person?
No, because when he was down in this area doing the film, I had to make myself not find him because I was worried I'd become one of those crazy stalker ladies.
Oh, are you kidding? I live my life to be one of those crazy stalker ladies.
I'd be like that David Letterman one, though. Like, I'd show up and living in his house claiming to be his wife.
I'm Mrs. Clooney. What are you talking about?
Right.
We got married last week.
Look, I got a ring and everything.
Yeah.
He's at our villa in Italy. Don't worry. Everything's cool. No, I hear you, Laura. I hear that in person he's actually quite beautiful.
Well, he's quite beautiful on camera, too.
Yeah, but in person, like amazing skin. I think that's good. I'm with you. I would sleep much better, too, if George Clooney was sleeping beside me. Mm-hmm. I'm with her.
What
good
if
one, Laura.
What if George Clooney went,
if George Clooney went, pff.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it would drive Jessica crazy.
And took your covers.
And snored and flatulated.
Yeah.
Then I would definitely sleep on the couch as long as George Clooney's happy. I'd want him to be happy. I want him to be happy making all of his little noises, sleeping that he wants to. It's fine with me.
Okay.
As long as he's there in the morning. Wow. Lori and I'll have to fight over him. Now, Cindy, you would sleep so much better if only what?
Oh, well, here's the thing. I'm almost divorced, so of course, you know, I'm still getting used to the whole not having the husband in the bed thing.
Oh, I envy you.
Oh, man, but... Yeah, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Well, that's, I guess that's a different show. But anyway, I have a 4-year-old and a 9-year-old who are sleeping with me still in a queen-size bed. And you would think that, okay, that equates to they get 2/3 and I get 1/3. But somehow I didn't have it that way. And I literally have my hands wrapped around the post of the queen's bed so I don't fall in the floor.
Oh, no.
And I do have to do the tamale roll thing so I'm not freezing. Not only so I'm not freezing, but so I actually have some traction.
And is there a dog involved, too?
Sometimes there is a dog involved, yeah. And... like the cat before, she likes to get right up on it.
We lost you, Cindy. I'm sorry. But see, I just pictured, so it's her and the two kids, and then, you know, when the dog comes in bed with you, the dog does that thing where they do the push thing, where they push up against you, and you think they're just pushing up against you being, you know, loving. Right, they're trying to push you off the bed. They want the bed all to themselves.
Right.
Yeah, with the dog, she has no shot. Cindy, right on the floor.
Yeah.
We're driving Jessica crazy right now. Hey, Jessica. Now, Tim, you would sleep so much better if only what?
All right. When I'm going to sleep at night, my wife will be laying in the bed next to me. She'll be reading with her light on. And I'll be almost asleep. And I mean, you know, like really good, almost asleep. And all of a sudden, I'll have this absolutely ridiculous Tourette-style shape almost. Like I'm releasing stress, and she'll look at me like, what in the world is that? My leg will shake, and my arm will shake, and it'll wake me completely up out of sleep, and I'll just be like, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, man!
It is absolutely absurd, I'll tell you what.
So it's not her shaking you, it's you shaking yourself.
I will wake myself up out of sleep and actually startle her while she's reading her book. Because I'll just shake. It's ridiculous. It's like a Tourette shake or something out of nowhere.
You ever get those leg cramps where your calf just cramps up and you want to scream?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, definitely. You just stretch your leg out and it'll eventually be better, but it's really bad.
Yeah, I can't. But what if you can't reach your toe to pull it toward you?
That's true. You know what? I'm getting bigger now, too. So what's the answer to that?
You never know. I would never say that about you, Cooper.
That's because you haven't seen me.
That's the worst. When you wake up in the night, you're like,
Yeah. Oh, that's the worst.
Calf cramp.
Calf cramps are the worst.
Yeah. And your wife is like, what's wrong? I can't talk.
I go jumping out of the bed. Jumping around the floor. Trying to grab my toe, hopping around.
So what do you do to make those go away?
You actually... eat bananas, I've been told, and drink a lot of water.
Okay, wait a second. So get out of bed while you're in pain and go get a banana?
No, you got to pull your toe toward you.
You pull your toes toward you.
Right. Because the bad thing is when you scuba dive, when you're wearing the fin.
When am I going scuba diving?
I'm just saying if you do. But you got the big fins on your feet?
Yes.
It happens all the time. And when you're 70 feet down and that happens, it's a nightmare.
Right, yeah, because you're not used to using your calf muscles.
Right.
Yeah, but you know what? For Chad and I, that's never going to happen.
Oh, okay.
Chad, you don't see yourself scuba diving anytime soon, do you?
I wouldn't mind. I like the ocean.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll speak for myself. That's never going to be an issue in my life.
Okay. Because you have to mess up your hair.
Well, you know, and you got to scuba dive. It's the other part of it.
That's like people say, you're going to dive from parachuting. No, I won't. Never going to happen.
No, you'll die from landing.
You'll never see me parachute out of a plane unless it's going down.
Now, I've heard when you get the toe or the cramp, the toe cramp, the foot cramp, or the calf cramp.
Uh-huh.
There's a pressure point under your nose. So you're supposed to grab. I'm serious. I've been told this, and it works. No, shut up. It works. You're supposed to grab your top lip really tight and press it. That's what I've been told.
Because if your lip hurts really bad, you forget about your calf.
Is that what it is?
I can reach my lip a lot better than I can reach my toe.
Well, then you should try that.
I'll try it next. It doesn't happen often, just every once every couple of months. But boy,
how does your leg feel?
Does.
Feels great, but my lip really hurts.
No, really, you should try. I have done them. I get the calf cramps all the time.
He's too busy out of the bed jumping.
Jumping up and down. Grab your lip and a banana. And you'll be fine.
Wow.
Okay.